Welcome, anime enthusiasts, to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Join us as we dive into the vibrant world of anime, where every frame is a canvas and every character a story waiting to be told. In this podcast, we'll explore the vast landscapes of different anime genres, dissecting the elements that make them beloved by fans around the globe. Get ready for lively discussions, passionate debates, and insights that will deepen your appreciation for the art of Japanese animation. Whether you're a seasoned otaku or just dipping your toes into this captivating universe, the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast is your go-to destination for all things anime. So grab your favorite snack, settle into your comfiest spot, and join us as we embark on this anime-filled journey together. We're your hosts, Brayden and Nicholas, and this is the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Welcome back to the Anime Raiders and Debaters podcast. Today, I am going to be alone. And today's episode is going to be a little bit different, because I am going to be explaining the very basics of competitive Pokemon. I have gotten into the kind of competitive scene since Scarlet and Violet. And I know enough about it. Right. So I got into competitive Pokemon myself in Scarlet and Violet. However, I've studied it specifically from Wolfie VGC. You should go check him out on YouTube. But anyway, I have learned the very basics of competitive Pokemon and some more intermediate topics. However, today is just going to be specific to a couple of different things. Some very well-known and important items that you guys might want to know about. Some of the better Pokemon in Scarlet and Violet to use, some of the better types, and most importantly, the roles that different Pokemon play in the competitive scene, because each Pokemon is important in their own way. Without further ado, let's get into sharing with you guys the very basics of competitive Pokemon. So, in competitive Pokemon, there are three different roles a Pokemon can play, and in those roles, there are certain different kind of roles, but they're not roles. There's three different things a Pokemon can do. They can be an attacker. They can be a defense kind of Pokemon. And they can be a support Pokemon. Attack Pokemon focus on doing damage to the opposing Pokemon. Defensive Pokemon focus on their staying power along with dealing extra damage, but their staying power is what's mostly important. And finally, support Pokemon. Probably the least. Oh, also forgot to mention in the intro, this will be for double battles, not single battles. Double battles. But anyway, support Pokemon. Support Pokemon are there to assist your ally Pokemon or hurt the opposing team's Pokemon. So, some of the support Pokemon that I can think of off the top of my head right now are Mousehold, a new one to Scarlet and Violet, Indeedee, and Amoongus. And sometimes Incineroar. Incineroar's just a whole mess. But those three are indefinitely support Pokemon. They can't really do anything else. They're just there to support your allies. A good set to run on Indeedee, or a couple of very important moves on Indeedee, would be Follow Me and Helping Hand. Those are, Follow Me is kind of the staple for any support Pokemon. At least sometimes, Amoongus is an exception, but Follow Me is just a really good supporting move. Basically what it does is, right, so a strategy, a decent strategy that I thought of, although I didn't really think of it, a decent strategy that you can use, right, and it's just there, kind of, is you have your support Pokemon on the field, and then you have your one of your attacking Pokemon, right? So, your support Pokemon uses Follow Me. Follow Me, what it basically does is it has the enemy Pokemon basically forces them to attack the Pokemon that uses Follow Me. So they try to attack your other Pokemon. No, they're going to attack the Pokemon that used Follow Me. And what this can do is this can open up a window for your other ally Pokemon to use a setup move like Quiver Dance, Swords Dance, Dragon Dance, and bulk up, I guess, for a fighting type, or any of those stat moves that buffs your stats. Helping Hand basically just helps your ally. Ally Pokemon doesn't really do much. I wonder how many times I've said Pokemon. Gosh, gotta be a lot. But anyway, so that is the support. On to the attack. The attack Pokemon can kind of play two different roles. It can be a bulky attacker that is super slow and can take a lot of hits and do a lot of damage. Speed Pokemon and slow Pokemon usually work better in Trick Room because then it's faster. Because if your Pokemon has a speed stat of 2 and they set up with Trick and your ally Pokemon sets up with Trick Room, you're going to be able to go first. But Trick Room basically what it does is it swaps the slower Pokemon in Trick Room is actually the faster one. But anyway. And the other attacking role, kind of, is a fast attacker. Basically, your whole goal is just to outspeed and kill the other Pokemon. Now, the thing about the difference is, you kind of want your bulky Pokemon, right? You want it to do good damage, but it doesn't have to do as much damage as your attacking Pokemon. Because your attacking Pokemon, if you don't use something like Follow Me, is going to die. So you just want to do as much damage as possible. With the bulky, there are differences. The speed one is a little more risky, because you have to know if it's going to kill. Bulky, not that risky, because you just take the hit and then punch back with serious power, but that's basically the two roles of attack. And the defense is solely focused on their power. And now, the thing with defense and attack, it's kind of the same thing. Well, kind of. So, a defensive Pokemon can also just be a bulky attacking Pokemon, but a defensive Pokemon, it's more focused towards just solely defending than it is, and then the attack Pokemon, which is focused on taking some hits and dealing a lot more damage back. So, a good move for a defensive Pokemon, at least in my opinion, would be Wide Guard. Wide Guard basically protect being the move that used on turn 1 will always protect. Second turn, it sometimes protects, and then third turn, it doesn't. But Wide Guard basically protects both ally Pokemon from taking damage for one turn. And that sums it up about with attack, defense, and support Pokemon. However, we still have to talk about something else. A couple different things, actually. I'll end off with telling you guys some good Pokemon, but items. Items are a staple in competitive Pokemon. If you don't have good item choice, that could be done. You could be done. And an item that's coming right off the top of my head is Annihilape and a Citrus Berry. So I'll just explain Annihilape real quick because it comes kind of with Citrus Berry, or it helps with Citrus Berry. That's the point of items. So Annihilape, right, has a move called Rage Fist. Rage Fist, the more damage you take, every time you get hit, your power, the power of that move, increases by 50 base power. It starts at 50 base power, and then if you get hit two times, 150 base power. And if you get hit too much, but you don't die, if you go into yellow range, a little less than half, probably being 33%, the Citrus Berry heals you up to 66% again, meaning that you get all those buffs with Rage Fist with only getting 33% of your health taken. Or about, that's only if 33%, but you get to heal as well as do tons of damage with Rage Fist. And there's another good move on Annihilate, that being Drain Punch. Drain Punch basically heals him. Drain Punch drains their energy and gives it to you. Anyway. And that's pretty much all the items that I can think of right now. There are some really, really important ones that I'll explain real quick. Silk Scarf. Nope. Choice Scarf, sorry. Choice Scarf basically allows you to always... No, sorry. Choice Scarf basically allows you to get a giant boost in your speed stat. Actually, I believe it's 50%, but I could be wrong. To your speed stat, so you're faster. And Choice Band gives you a 50% boost to your attack stat. However, that's a lot, so there's a drawback. You get stuck in a move. So if I use Rage Fist once, right, and I have a Choice Band on, I'm stuck in Rage Fist. But it does more damage than it usually would. And one more item that I'll explain real quick. Life Orb. Life Orb basically makes it to where you get burned, but you get a 30% increase to your damage. Okay? Items out of the way. Now, I'm going to tell you guys my team. Now, for you guys that are more experienced with competitive Pokemon, I do not have the Indigo Disc DLC. So if my team sounds mediocre or terrible, it's because I don't have the DLC. Also, I'm not really in competitive play yet. I'm just starting to get into it, and I know a lot about it. I'm not fully immersed yet. So, my team consists of Iron Thorns. Iron Thorns is one of my very, very tanky, just good tank, and does a lot of damage. One of my bulky attackers. Bulky physical attackers. Next up, we have Ting Lu. Ting Lu is one of my really just defensive Pokemon, because he has an ability called Vessel of Ruin. Vessel of Ruin does, when he is on the field, the power of all special attack stats for everyone except him on the field gets lowered, I think, by 25%, but I could be wrong. And this is important because he has way lower of a special defense stat than regular defense. However, this gets made up by his Vessel of Ruin ability. And next up, so he's more of like a defensive tool, very defensive. Next up, King Gambit. King Gambit is just a pure attacker, because he is not fast. Not fast at all. 67 speed, to be exact, at least for the level mine is at right now, which is 55. And he's decently bulky. Decently bulky with a very high attack stat. And a decent HP stat. Next up, we have Indeedee. Indeedee is not there for stats. She's there for follow me. Because my next Pokemon really needs it. Chenpao. Chenpao is probably my best Pokemon I have in my team. He has a monstrous 203 speed, 150 attack, 131 special attack, 108 defense, and 89 special defense, and 172 HP. Yeah, this is my pure, outspeeds everything and hits it really hard. And that's why I need a follow me user. Follow me, kill him. Follow me, kill him. Easy. And finally, we have my Annihilape. My Annihilape is decently bulky, decently fast, has really good attack, and pretty decent HP. Just an all around the board good attacker. And obviously with the two moves, Rage Fist, Close Combat, and then we have Bulk Up and Protect. Chenpao has Ice Spinner, which is a new ice move, which basically is 80 base power and 100% accurate and removes any terrains. Then my Chenpao runs Swords Dance, Sucker Punch, and Sacred Sword. Sucker Punch for that priority, and Sacred Sword for a powerful fighting move. And for priority and stab. And then Sacred Sword for just a powerful move. Okay, next up, my Indeedee. Right now, kind of runs a terrible moveset, but I am going to change it soon. So, we have... Let's see here. Okay. Psychic, Helping Hand, Follow Me, and Dazzling Gleam. Now, I'm thinking of replacing Indeedee with Amoongus, but I do need Follow Me with it, so I'm not going to. And for King Gambit, obviously runs his signature move, Kowtow Cleave, 85 power, can't miss. It can't miss. Night Slash, 70 base power, 100% accurate, and has a heightened critical chance. Metal Burst, because King Gambit is so slow, I have Metal Burst, which the user retaliates with much greater force against the opponent that last inflicted damage on it. Because King Gambit is slow as heck, it's going to be really easy to use this move effectively, and then Protect. And I will probably switch it out for probably Metal? Iron Head, probably? Yeah, Iron Head. And then my Tinglu runs Stomping Tantrum, Reanimation, Throat Chop, and Rock Slide. Stomping Tantrum for Stab Earth. Throat Chop for Stab Dark. Rock Slide for some coverage. And then Reanimation, because I haven't found a replacement yet. I'll probably do, like, maybe priority, but I'm not too sure. Not too sure. Yeah, I will probably do a priority move because he's slow, so it'd be nice just to have priority if I need to quickly kill something. And then my Iron Thorn runs Wild Charge, Earthquake, Rock Slide, and Protect. That's my team. Some Pokemon I really highly recommend is obviously those three support Pokemon that I mentioned at the beginning, which being Mousehold, Indeedee, and Amoongus. And also, support Pokemon kind of depends on how your team looks. Like, for me, Chenpao, Follow Me is kind of important for it, because if Follow Me is not used, yes, Chen Pao might take out one of their Pokemon, but that other Pokemon is still there to kill it. So, Follow Me is there for extra protection on Chen Pao. And if you don't need that, Amoongus would be a great choice because just super annoying to deal with Rage Powder, Stun Spore, all those good status effects to get on your opponent. Another Pokemon I recommend is Chen Pao. Chen Pao is very, very, very powerful. Just super good. Another one, Zamazenta. Zamazenta is an incredible Pokemon. Now, Zamazenta used to be trash, but with Body Press now, with having Body Press, it's very good. Watch the Wolfie Clicks video on that if you want him to go more in-depth than I did. Then we got... basically, all of the Treasures of Ruin are at least somewhat okay. Then we got Tornadus and Landorus. Oh, I don't even want to talk about them. They're just super good. Then Incineroar, an incredible support Pokemon. And you can kind of use Incineroar in, like, different ways, too. So just a very versatile choice. Then Urshifu for a great, decently speedy attack. That is all the Pokemon I could think of off the top of my head, and that will conclude our basics on competitive Pokemon. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to write a review, donate if you'd like, and I'll see you guys in the next